With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled Humans Are Inherently Compassionate and Loving, via video conference with our association members in Bangkok, Thailand, on July the 24th, 2008.
Hello, Master. Okay, we the disciples in Thailand are very happy to see you today.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good. Very good. And we are very happy to see you today. And we'd like to present these flowers to you as a sign of our appreciation.
Khap khun mak mak ka. Bless you. Savai di rup lao. Shai mak mak ka.
Lak ajarn mak mak ka.
Thank you for the flowers.
You're welcome.
You practice well?
Yes.
You meditate well?
Yes.
Dear Master, yes. The Thai disciples have distributed flyers and DVDs on global warming to various organizations and to the general public.
Yes.
We also
have put advertisements on the newspapers and distributed a vegetarian food sample far from the Thai on various occasions. Most people focus on other solutions such as reducing the energy consumption, etc.
Which are not the real key solution to solving the problem.
There were some people interested in vegetarianism, but not that many. So the number of vegetarians may not grow fast enough in time
to solve the climate problem.
What would be your suggestion on how to make Thai people become vegetarian more and faster? Thank you, Master.
Wow, you have done a lot. You have done a lot. Yes, for that I thank you. Thank you for the noble effort that could save the planet and lives. The problem about people focus more on the reducing energy consumption and planting trees and etc., etc., instead of being vegetarian, which is the most important key factor of saving the planet. That problem is everywhere, not just in Bangkok, not just in Thailand. So you have to continue doing the best you can and think positive, think positively. Think that the world is going to be all vegan. Think that we're going to save the planet. Think that the world is going to be heaven on earth. Keep thinking like that and doing your best. You can also write to your government or talk to the government, write to the newspaper and talk to the newspaper man or whoever in charge of these newspapers. But at least they are doing something, you know. Maybe you could buy a little time. Better than nothing, every little thing helps. But I just hope it helps enough. We cannot force people to be vegetarian faster when the top root of the tradition doesn't inform them otherwise, because it has to come from religious leaders, government leaders, and the media. And that way it becomes more open, like a trend, more like fashion, more like a matter of fact, more like it's a natural way of life. For this, it takes time. Meanwhile, do your best, okay? Thank you anyway.
คนไทยส่วนใหญ่นับถือพุทธนิกายหินยานมีความเชื่อของชาวพุทธที่เป็นอุปสรรคไม่ให้ผู้คนเปลี่ยนไปเป็นมังสวิรัติเช่นพระหินยานเชื่อว่าการทานเนื้อสัตว์ไม่ใช่ข้อห้ามเว้นแต่เนื้อสัตว์10ชนิดนอกจากนี้ชาวพุทธบางคนเชื่อว่าการฆ่าสัตว์ทางอ้อมไม่เป็นบาปหรือพระไม่สามารถเลือกฉันอาหารที่ได้รับถวายมาได้ดังนั้นคนมากมายดูเหมือนจะยึดติดอยู่สิ่งที่พวกเขาคิดว่าเป็นคำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้าและทานเนื้อสัตว์ต่อไปท่านอาจารย์จะให้กำลังใจกับคนเหล่านี้อย่างไรให้เขาเปิดใจและเปลี่ยนไปทานมังสวิรัติ
I have told the Supreme Master Television staff to collect all the sayings of the Buddha concerning the vegetarian diet. He always say that we should not eat meat. Whoever eat meat are not my disciple. Yeah. In the beginning, when they came to the Buddha, he allowed them to slowly change into vegetarian diet. Just like now, I allow convenient method that people have to be at least 10 days vegetarian in order to slowly change into vegetarian diet. And we teach them a little bit of convenient method so that they slowly get experience and then get acquainted with vegetarian diet if they cannot be vegetarian immediately. Similar, the Buddha does allow in the beginning perhaps, but he told again, again and again in many, many sutras that you should not eat meat. Whoever eat meat destroy all the good merit and all the Dharma God, even stay away from them, and they will destroy this root of compassion and etc., etc. One of the monks asked, if we go out begging for alms and if people give us some meat together with the vegetable and rice, what would we do? The Buddha say, wash away the meat part and then you eat the rest. Even that, even you have to wash it away. So there's no way that the Buddha asked people to eat meat or to kill animals to eat. He was even one time carrying a little lamb because the lamb was too weak to walk. And he doesn't want the herder to keep beating the lamb or force him to walk when he's wounded or was weak. So the Buddha offered to carry the lamb onto the hill for the herder. Buddha has never advocated meat eating. So you can collect all of these. We have it on website. You print them in the leaflet and give it to monks and the people, hoping that they will understand. And if they don't understand, they can always refer to those sutras where the Buddha have said it, because we also state where did the Buddha say this, in what sutra, and what paragraph, in what chapter. Now you collect all of them from our website, from Supreme Master Television, from all the Word of Wisdom. Sometimes we have all kind of saying about Buddha, and in different religions even. You print them all out. If it's too long, you print only Buddhist. And if you meet a Muslim, you print the Muslim one. Or you print them all together, different religion, and give it to the monks and the people, or send it to the government officials or the newspapers, or send it wherever you can. Nowadays we have email, we send them all.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's very easy. Not that difficult. Easy. Try.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I think one reason that some people don't want to become vegetarian is that they don't yet see the connection between the killing and the karma resulted from it. For most people, the world seems okay as it is, despite several warning signs, such as many disasters or sickness that befall upon them. Dear Master, how can we make them see the connection between the killing, whether direct or indirect, and the resulting karma? How can we make them believe in karma before it's too late?
There's no need to make them believe in karma. It takes too long. Either you give them the Buddhist scriptures about what the Buddha is saying that I have just mentioned, or you just print out all the scientific evidence between the meat eating and the global warming. Yes? It means if they continue to eat meat, they're going to die, to destroy the planet. There's no need karma involved even. It depends on who they ask. If they're Buddhists and believe in karma, okay, you give them the Buddha saying. If not, you give them scientific evidence about the harm of all the meat eating, yeah, even to their health. We have it all on the Supreme Master television. Please ask somebody good English to translate it all in Thai, print it out, even very small, small, so you don't have to print many papers. You print small, just the headline very big, and they get curious, they will read it. If they cannot read, they ask somebody to read. Even if it's small, they will read. You just say something very eye-catching, like, to eat meat is to kill yourself. Do you want to die young? Something like that. Do you want to live long? And then underneath you list all the harm of meat eating and all the benefit of vegetarian diet. Make some eye-catching headline and then print all the fact out. Even karma or not karma or scientific evidence and karma altogether.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, brother, for embracing us. I have two questions. มีบทความในหนังสือพิมพ์ฉบับหนึ่งกล่าวว่าบริษัทน้ำอัดลมแห่งหนึ่งผลิตขวดน้ำอัดลมจำนวน 1,500 ล้านขวดต่อวันเพื่อออกจำหน่ายทั่วโลกในปี2006แต่เพียงบริษัทนี้บริษัทเดียวใช้น้ำในการผลิตทั้งสิ้น290,000 ล้านลิตรซึ่งคิดเป็น1ใน5ของปริมาณน้ำใช้ของสหรัฐอเมริกาทั้งประเทศด้วยการใช้น้ำในปริมาณมากเช่นนี้อาจจะทำให้เกิดปัญหาการขาดแคลนน้ำได้ในอนาคตนี่ยังไม่รวมถึงปัญหาขยะพลาสติกและการปล่อยของเสียที่เป็นพิษสู่สิ่งแวดล้อมซึ่งได้เคยเกิดขึ้นแล้วที่ประเทศอินเดียในปี2003ข้าพเจ้าเชื่อว่าด้วยการให้ข้อมูลกับลูกค้าโดยเฉพาะวัยรุ่นและนักเรียนให้ทราบถึงปัญหานี้เราจะสามารถลดการบริโภคน้ำอัดลมซึ่งจะเป็นวิธีหนึ่งในการช่วยลดปัญหาภาวะโลกร้อนได้ขอความกรุณาท่านอาจารย์ให้ความคิดเห็นเรื่องนี้ค่ะ Thank you.
Of course, You can inform, the more the better. I heard that soda consumption is not very good for your health anyway. But you can't just tell them to quit everything. It's difficult to tell them to put down a piece of meat already. So the thing is, meat consumption has terrible karma for yourself and for the world. Or soda, maybe, is still not so bad. So concentrate on the vegetarian diet first. And even then, we will have enough water for making soda or anything, or take 10 baths a day. Meat eating consumption uses up more water than anything else. So even if you and I try not to bath for a year or something, it's still nothing compared to what they use to produce the meat. So you can inform the soda company, you can inform the younger people or your children not to drink it. But it's not like the number one priority. Everything helps, of course. You can give them all the facts. If you can find them on the internet about this soda producing problem. Otherwise, just concentrate on telling them to eat vegetarian. Because when they turn to vegetarian to save the planet, then their consciousness will change to more compassionate, more loving. And then the karma will change. And maybe the soda will eliminate itself. Once you'll be vegetarian, you're more clear, and then you will choose a better, healthier drink even.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
การลดทานเนื้อสัตว์เพื่อลดภาวะโลกร้อนมีความเป็นไปได้ในกลุ่มนักเรียนเนื่องจากโรงเรียนต่างๆเกือบทุกแห่งต้องมีโรงอาหารพื้นฐานไว้บริการอาหารกลางวันให้กับนักเรียนแต่ไม่ปรากฏว่ามีการขายอาหารมังสวิรัตมีบ้างตามโรงอาหารของมหาวิทยาลัยซึ่งมีส่วนน้อยหากมีการเผยแพร่อาหารมังสวิรัติที่อร่อยและมีคุณภาพทางโภชนาการตามโรงเรียนต่างๆและถ่ายทอดหรือแนะนำการทำอาหารมังสวิรัติให้กับโรงอาหารของทางโรงเรียนพร้อมทั้งมีการให้ความรู้นักเรียนเรื่องผลกระทบของอาหารประเภทเนื้อสัตว์ที่มีต่อภาวะโลกร้อนและพิษร้ายของอาหารประเภทนี้เชื่อว่านักเรียนคงไม่ปฏิเสธที่จะเลือกทานบ้างในบางมื้อเพื่อสุขภาพและเพื่อตระหนักถึงการมีส่วนร่วมในการช่วยรักษาโรคท่านอาจารย์มีความเห็นเรื่องนี้อย่างไรกรุณาให้คำแนะนำค่ะขอบคุณมากค่ะ
Yes It's very good idea Many of your brothers and sisters are doing thatFor example, they go to a university or school, kindergarten or primary school to demonstrate vegetarian diet and give the student sample. And the professors, the teachers and the student have pledged to become vegetarian. Many children know the cruel treatment of animals. They will stop eating meat. And also they know the benefit of vegetarian diet and they will continue. But it's still not fast enough, you know.I think we need more cooperation from many angles, like the government, the press, and the people at large. Try your best anyway. Go to school. Go back to school.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
In some countries, there are a huge amount of vegetarian people, like Taiwan or India. This is because of the spiritual level of the country.For Thailand, is it possible to be like Taiwan or India? Thank you, Master.
It's possible if all the monks and nuns there turn into vegetarian diet. Because in India, all the monks, they eat vegetarian. They don't kill, they don't take meat. Even if they go out begging, the people know they don't give meat to them. This is a tradition since a long time.And in Taiwan, all the Buddhist monks are vegetarian, absolutely. Therefore, the people emulate their examples. So you try to give all the information to the monks first to see if it works. good luck. Good luck to your country.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Next question is, could you please advise us how to build a successful vegetarian restaurant in Thailand? Thank you, Master.
You learn it from the existing vegetarians restaurants, yeah? And you learn it from different brothers and sisters around the world. Right now, they're open Loving Hood restaurants in many countries now, and a lot in Taiwan too. So if you want to learn experience from them, it's better to ask them, yeah? I have outlined like framework, okay, what to do and how and where. And I had to taste all the delicious food that they forced upon me many days, many weeks, many months before we have chosen some of the delectable dishes to introduce to the public. So I have done all that preliminary work for you guys. Now you ask them, okay? I cannot just go to every restaurant and show you because I have shown already the framework to the first one, the headquarters, from Mao Li, and then they teach everyone else already. So you get the info from them, all right?
Okay, thank you, Master.
But also bear in mind that in Thai it's a little different taste also, so you have to include some of the Thai food.
Yes, thank you, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Humans Are Inherently Compassionate and Loving. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.